Leading the news this morning, the independent MPs who'll decide Australia's government have criticised the coalition for its refusal to let Treasury cost its policies. Bob Katter, Rob Oakeshott and Tony Windsor want information about the budget impact of both parties' policies. Australian aid is being distributed at a camp for flood survivors funded by a banned Pakistani terrorist organisation. Jawad Adawa was linked to the 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks and has been blacklisted by the US, Pakistan and the United Nations. But the UN World Food Programme is distributing aid, including cooking oil donated from Australia, at a camp entirely funded by that suspect group. At least 50 people have been killed and more than 250 injured in a string of bomb attacks across Iraq. More than 20 people died when a car bomb exploded outside the police headquarters in the southern city of Kut. No one's claiming responsibility, but officials are blaming Al-Qaeda for the attacks. The Australian Tax Office is preventing actor Paul Hogan from leaving the country. The Crocodile Dundee star is accused of dodging a $38 million tax bill, but no charges have been laid. He denies any wrongdoing. And Australian health experts are warning winter flu infections are on the rise and won't peak for another month. The influenza specialist group says the flu season arrived later than expected this year and that swine flu may still be a threat. The group's warning that particularly potent flu strains are still emerging.